Good evening, everybody. Happy Valentine. Parisian sparkle sparkling around. So tonight I would like first to give you some anticipation. Oh, let me try the Google Translator because anticipation. Let me see.
Anticipation
is about what it will be, this YouTube channel, how it will evolve, and I'm preparing something weird because it is in my style. PTSD Beautiful Trauma was born in 2018, and tonight I would like to read an article that I found, because every day more aware of my nature as being a sacred clown. They don't have red noses. Anyway, we will get into it reading the article of Peggy Andreas. It was written in 1995. In my last article, I wrote of the Native American spiritual path of the sacred warrior. This is for another time. To Native Americans, the path of the sacred clown is also considered a spiritual calling essential to the smooth functioning of the tribe. A spiritual calling. In the days before the invaders came, we had clowns. So it means that Peggy Andreas originally is a Native American. Not clowns like you see now, with round red noses and baggy costumes. Our clowns wore all kinds of stuff, anything they felt like they wore, and they didn't just come out once in a while to act silly and make people laugh. Our clowns were with us all the time, as important to the village as the chief or the shaman or the dancers or the poets. Most every tribe had their clowns. The Oglala and Lakota called them Ayoka, crazy. The Arapaho called them Ahakwan, holy idol. Holy idiots, and both peoples considered them religious specialists. The Salish people honor the memory of a clown who, not so long ago, challenged the missionary. The missionary was enticing people to come to his church by handing out little mirrors to them while urging them to cover their bodies with white folk's clothes. It is told with a smile that the clown, a woman, walked into the church one Sunday wearing nothing but a hat and old shoes. Read the book to find out what happened. And then in this article there is a link to this book. It might be nice to check out. The Hopis protected their sacred clowns by incorporating them into their kachina, cloud spirit, ceremonies, where the clowns make a hilarious entrance from a roof, descending a rope ladder into the plaza where the kachinas are dancing. "Look down there," they exclaim. "Everything is bountiful and beautiful. Their descent is very precarious, usually head first, and causes much laughter as they tumble over each other and fall the last few feet. They do not see the kachinas until they bump into them, and then they say, 'This is mine,' or 'These many are mine.' They act silly, childish, greedy, selfish, and lewd." Lewd is lascivo. How do you, lascivo is someone untruth in the sense. In the, got it. As they pretend to become aware of their surroundings, they mock tourists, anthropologists, neighboring Indians, even themselves. They beg for food. Their guessing games and balancing guessing games like Joker and balancing explodes the crowds. The dancing clowns sometimes pretend they are invisible, heightening the joke. The survival of these ritual clowns gives us a clue as to how important a clown was to the community spirit of each Native American tribe. By the way, before Little Big Man, the legendary movie with Dustin Hoffman playing the white man adopted by the Native Americans, I didn't have a clue about the contrary. The contrary is in a community, a sacred clown, the Ayoka. They act on the contrary, on the opposite of social norms. They challenge all the social norms. So they say hello to say goodbye, or they dry themselves with water, or vice versa. Nothing was sacred to a sacred clown. She was a social critic of the highest order. Her funny mimicry and joking exposed hypocrisy and arrogance. Her portrayals of ridiculous behavior showed the people, in a very humorous way, their own foolishness and blind spots. A clown was like a newspaper or a magazine, or one of those people who write an article to tell you if a book or a movie is worth bothering with. They made comment on everything, every day, all the time. If a clown thought that what the tribal council was getting ready to do was foolish, why the clown would just show up at the council and imitate every move every one of the leaders made. Only the clown would imitate it in such a way every little wart on the person would show. Every hole in their idea would suddenly look real big. With the arrival of the invaders is my ancestors, this sacred office got to be a most dangerous one, maybe more dangerous than that of the warrior. Perhaps this is why most of the sacred clowns disappeared from sight. As the Cree medicine woman says in the story, Flight of the Seventh Moon, no wonder we never got along. My people and your people, they were all the time getting peeved at each other and much hatred grew between us. It was unavoidable because my people had great pride and humor. So let me see. I'm very glad I found this article because until 90s, I remember I went to the local libraries in Italy, in the small town of Rimini. There was this library, Il Giardino dei Libri, where I could find the first publishing from Native American Indians. My very first book was Black Elk Speaks, which might be a title for a podcast for the actual Native Americans. And Bury My Heart in Wounded Knee. I've read this book once. I had a big fever and I was lying in my bed, and I thought to myself, I wish I go to Wounded Knee one day. Someday. And I did. I did it in 1999. So I'm glad because the Native Americans are starting to open up to the Western white culture. You have to figure out. So I'm addressing to all the Americans who are listening and join me from my website, for example, because most of my followers are from the US and you are very welcome. If I were American, I would feel a sort of shame, as any other culture have. Don't worry, you are not the first, you're the last to carry this shame, cultural and social shame linked to the past karma. Argentina have their own shame linked to the Spanish invasion. Italians as well, as far as I know, I'm known as the mafia country. So let me see. Yours had the jitters and wanted to shoot those who were laughing at them. They were all the time getting peeved at each other, and much hatred grew between us. It was unavoidable because my people had great pride and humor, and I can confirm because I have met Native Americans. Yet I still find you white people very amusing. I have to laugh at you because you never let yourself go. We take too much seriously, you see. Every word to you is a completeness or else a long way off. You like to bludgeon the meaning of something to fit your own stupidity. I would serve you well to quit being so brittle. The sacred, I want to meet this Andreas. The sacred clown of the Salish people mentioned earlier made a trip to Hudson Bay, Victoria, to clown about the way her people were trading seal and otter skins for rum. The white company man soon had enough of her, and when she was later found shot in the head, all her people figured that a white man did it. The Indians themselves strictly forbade doing any kind of violence to a sacred clown. These clowns were dangerous to tyrants and exploiters because they were so disorganized and so completely honest. Oh, this is me once again. They could see with the eyes of a child, and because of this, could spot a phony a mile away. They were sometimes called destroyer of heroes. The white invaders hated them, of course, so it was either be killed or find a way to hide. Those who were killed are remembered with much respect by their people. Those who survived did so by learning to be tricksters, to change their form, to become invisible if necessary. The Native Americans talk about this ability, this power to become invisible, and this really is fascinating. You can see this in always in the movie Little Big Men, when they are fighting, there are battles occurring, and you can see that I guess he himself, yes, the Little Big Men, cross over the ground while there is this big mess with fighting going on, and he is just he wears just I guess a fur or a blanket. And he cross over the path and is not shot. And he's playing the invisibility. You have to see this movie. A negative religious figure, such as the sacred clown, seems odd to most non-tribal people. Most Native Americans, however, love the humor of it and tell stories about a mythic trickster whose pranks and mishaps teach the tribe moral lessons. The trickster I know very lightly. It's still a mystery for me. I'm trying to figure out the difference between a sacred clown, the Yokka, and the trickster. The trickster is also known for the shape-shifting, so he's a shapeshifter. He can change his form and for example into an animal. Let me see. The trickster takes many forms, but the favorites seem to be animals who are exceptionally curious, resourceful. The coyote is one of the best trickster and adaptable survivors such as spider, raven, rabbit, owl, bat, coyote, and crow. The stories are full of funny situations with the trickster being mischievous, being in turn made a fool of, and even getting involved in obscene affairs. Mostly, trickster likes pulling antics and telling dirty jokes. Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Perhaps it is the appreciation for the trickster that has given the Native American the ability to survive against all odds. The trickster makes a lot of mistakes and usually has a hard time learning from them. However, she keeps on keeping on. She doesn't drown herself in despair, doesn't kill herself in frustration. She survives. Trickster shows us how we trick ourselves. So maybe in the correspondence with the Jungian or the Western psychology, the modern psychology might be with the sabotage, the self-sabotage, which is very well explained, exposed by Steve Peters. He's a psychiatrist, and his manual is titled The Chimp Paradox, where the chimp is the sabotage or trickster. Her rampant curiosity backfires, but then something new is discovered. So usually not what she expects. This is where creativity comes from. Experiment, do something different, maybe even something forbidden, and voila, a breakthrough occurs. We are released. The world is created anew. Do something backwards, break your own traditions. The barrier breaks. Destroy the world as you know it. Let the new in. Sacred clowns function as the eyes of the trickster in this world, mirrors in which we see our folly as well as our resilience. As the Salish clown said to the people who were seduced into the missionary's church by the pretty shiny mirrors he handed out, there are better mirrors, the mirrors in the eyes of the people you love, we are reflections of each other. When we begin to take ourselves too seriously, there is the clown to give us a laugh. When we become too heavy with self-importance, there is the clown to knock some of that load away and lighten us up. The power of the clown is the power of life itself. Acknowledge the pain, then let it go. Don't acknowledge the pain, then let it go. Don't carry it around with you. Focus on the joy, the mystery, the happiness, the cosmic joke. When clowns, oh sorry, cosmic joke, the Indians from Eastern, they call life Lila, the big game, it's like a joke or a game. So they have the same vision. When clowns delight in eating and in sexual horseplay, they are showing this love of life. It is a little more difficult to spot a young clown than it is to spot a young warrior. Oh, pay attention. Those who describe a child as being too sensitive, need to be aware that the little one may be a sacred clown in the making. The child may be shy or she may be a temperamental show off, sometimes both in different situations. Yeah. In any case, a young clown is an explorer in the world of emotions. She tests the limits of her feelings as surely as a young warrior tests the limits of her will. She can amuse herself for hours playing pretend games, exercising her fantastic imagination. She will often mimic animals in her play. Just as often, she will have an ear for music and a talent for drama. Physically, she will have an excellent sense of balance. The initiation for a sacred clown happens as she realizes that even people who love each other can be cruel to each other, or that life itself can be cruel. This is a key point. Understanding that life not only can be cruel, but also unfair. Her own intense reaction to a personal experience of abandonment, betrayal of trust, or shattered romance may result in extreme depression, emotional imbalance and nervous breakdown, or in extreme cases, a suicide attempt. Eyoka remembers her initiation through, "I didn't care about my life or what happened to me. I didn't realize it, but there is big medicine in that abandon." If she can somehow find her emotional equilibrium, somehow go through the pain and come out on the other side, learn to dance on the knife edge of her own soul, the experience becomes a gateway through the illusions of life and into the truth of life. What is truth? This question propels the clown into the sacred dimension. The truth the clown intuits is the interconnectedness of all life. This is something the Native Americans say all the time. We are all connected. Mita kuye oyazin. We are all relatives. She knows, although she cannot prove, that no part is more important than any other part. No matter how big or how small, and that the tiniest change in one part produces a profound change in the whole. She sees, although she cannot explain, that imbalance or blockage of the life force is the result of a person or group believing themselves to be more important than another, and she can't help puncturing that overblown self-importance with her sharp humor. A clown becomes sacred by opening herself. A clown becomes sacred by opening herself. Like a child, she is vulnerable, fluid, and open to the life force. Unlike a child, however, she has learned to shield herself and move safely through an insane world by using masks, disguises, tricks, and transformations. In a sane world, she might risk a bit more exposure. And this is the main inspiration for my next videos, but this is a surprise. Native Americans say that sacred clowns are great lovers of children, healing them and protecting them. In the Hopi Kachina ceremony, the responsibility to carry out the plan of life was shifted to the clowns. So you see the huge responsibility that they have, the mission of the clowns. The sacred clown gives us this paradox. The weakest can be the most powerful. The dumbest can be the most wise. In a clown's craziness, she can be obscene or test any of the existing structures and ideas to see if they are true and real, and she gets away with it. She herself is weak, but her very weakness is her power. In modern times, clowns sometimes emerge into the public eye as comedians, actors in guerrilla theater, critics, ritualists, artists, musicians who break the boundaries of good taste and aesthetics. But usually they keep to the guise of normal, everyday people who know, oh, let me see, this is important. But usually they keep to the guise of normal, everyday people who know how to get other people to laugh at themselves. If you decide to travel on this path with a heart, you'll be traveling backwards. Remember, though, to look behind you or in front of you once in a while. It just could be that another sacred clown is clowning you up, and that could be worth a good belly laugh for sure. Parisian Sparkle wish everybody happy Valentine or post-traumatic Valentine. Thank you for listening. Good night.